some grow in Wisconsin, for example. Like in this case, shea, which is a nut that grows there and has these really rich, nourishing oils, as well as coconuts. And so in Africa, they have traditions of you know, taking these, you know, harvesting these ingredients and then, you know, making it into soap. And so it's based on their traditional recipes. They grow the ingredients, they make it into soap. And then they send these, you know, raw ingredients, these soaps basically to America. And this is a company that's owned by, you know, a minority group. It's owned by a black family. And they, you know, employ a large number of people in the U.S. to bottle these products and then send them across the U.S. And it's a really wonderful company for people looking for a company that gives back. Yeah. I'm reading one of their bottles here, and it says, like, maternal care. They helped fund 5,115 births.
That's amazing. I love companies that are able to do that. And, Stephen, I don't mean to stop you, but we are a little over break here. What is the name of that product again?
So it's Alafia.
Okay. I'd love to talk more about that with you sometime.
We'll maybe bring it back next month.
I think that'd be great. And we look forward to not only talking with you guys again real soon, but every other chance we get. We just never have enough time. We appreciate you both so much. You guys take care of yourselves, and we'll talk again real soon.
Take care, everyone.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Again, a huge thank you to our great friends, Stephen and Katrina Hintner, from over at Family Natural Foods. If you have any follow-up questions, give them a call at 715-423-3120 or stop on by at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be right back with more Morning Magazine on AM 1320 WFHR.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For today, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy conditions with high temperatures in the low 90s. And for tonight, partly cloudy, a chance for some late night showers and storms will drop back to a low of 69. For your Thursday, showers and storms then more likely with mid to upper 80s for high temperatures. For Friday, slight chance for a morning shower, then turning mostly sunny in the mid 80s. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Looking at the temperatures in your neighborhood, 73 in Stevens Point and Marshfield and Wausau, 75 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this July 8th, 2020, 10:33 on the clock. And you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And I am joined right now by our good friends from over at Encourage. We have Christopher Gash joining us right now, Encourage board member. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good to always talk with you, sir. And we have Penny Antel joining us, principal over at Mead Elementary School. Good morning to you, Penny.
Good morning.
Thank you both for joining us today. Really appreciate the time and any chance we get to talk not only with our friends at Encourage, but they're always cool enough to bring in a friend from the neighborhood. And we always appreciate that from you guys. And one of the cool things we get to talk about today, and I have Penny and I have talked before about this. I am so excited about this project, the Outdoor Learning Center.
Yes, we are very excited about it also.
And, you know, let's go ahead and first off, Penny, let's let people know who don't know what this is, what the Outdoor Learning Center is.
So the Outdoor Learning Center is located in our courtyard at Mead School. It is designed for all community members. It will be available for checkout and use by community outside of school hours. And, of course, we have to have some social distancing guidelines that will be put in place due to COVID. But it has lots of opportunities for learning in an outside natural environment. So there will be different locations within the Outdoor Learning Center with curriculum available if necessary, or just open for community to use it as they see fit and most beneficial for their group that's coming there. We will have a music and movement area, which will include music instruments that are installed and a 16x16 composite deck for dancing on or teaching classes on as need be. We're thinking we will have that a roof over that for sunshade protection and rain protection. We have a gathering area that has a large gazebo and benches underneath it. The benches can be with a back for seating, or the back can be put up to be used like a desk or table. Those can be pushed together to be picnic table style, or just as individual seating for like up to 4 students without social distancing. With social distancing, likely only 2 students will be able to be on a bench. We have a nature art area that will have a two-sided panel on it for doing painting or drawings on, as well as a table that's see-through so you could put things underneath for tracing or just for drawing. Picnic table that can be used in that area for art. And then we're hoping also to develop a table with natural art supplies in it for creating art. We have butterfly gardens already planted, a large area, grassy area for relaxing and reading in, and then a nature and building, or a building and climbing area where students will be able to explore with different materials for building and climbing. And a discovery area with a weather station and a play kitchen, and we'll be adding to that area as well. And a raised bed, which was built this spring and planted, and we're already harvesting some items out of that.
And I understand, especially, and right away I want to tell people that if you'd like to find out more and you'd like to follow along through this process, I encourage you to follow their Facebook page, Community Outdoor Learning Center. It is not only a great resource, it's just a fun page too, because it's been really fun to see this develop. And just as a outsider watching, I have enjoyed it. As somebody who cares about this community, I can't imagine for you, Penny, how this has been, talking to you from the very beginnings of this to where we are now. How are you and your staff and everybody that has been a part of this, how are you guys feeling with the construction and everything and the process and where we're going with it?
It has just been so exciting to see. You know, we broke ground last October, finally, where we removed the asphalt from the courtyard area, and we were able to put down the stained concrete paths and some pads where some learning is taking place. And then this spring, all the wood chips and soil were brought in last fall as well. This spring, we planted over 200 perennials into the different perennial beds in the Outdoor Learning Center. Now we have some fencing around that so that kids won't actually be running through the plants, but we can still see and watch the butterflies, and we can walk into those areas as butterflies are being released or caterpillars are being collected to be hatched, because our kindergarten always watched the process of hatching caterpillars into the chrysalises, and then the hatching, and then releasing into an area where there's a butterfly plant that they can dry themselves out on and grow on and before they fly off. Hmm. So it has just been just amazing, amazing to watch this process. We have some community members that have been helpful. Rotary has been especially helpful with building and the raised beds and the gazebo, and then they wrote a large grant. Encourage gave us a large grant that helped to fund that, and we've had lots of fundraisers, and we continue to have fundraisers to get the funds that we need to be able to continue our process.
Yeah, one of the things that you can find by going to their Facebook page, and again, it's Community Outdoor Learning Center. There is a GoFundMe page if you're interested that you could look into. And, Chris, when it comes to what you guys do and encourage, how perfectly is this aligned to what you guys do? Because so much of the message of encourage is not necessarily giving a hand to people or giving a help or anything, but really assisting, really encouraging and building people up, and people that have an idea and say, okay, this is good. How can we make this happen?
We were so excited about this project from square one. And when we saw it starting to come together, it was really, really encouraging to see what was happening over there. And we were so pleased that we could play a role in helping make it a reality. And particularly, you know, through the lens that there's, as of any project, there's challenges, there's changes, things take a while. It's, you know, things don't just materialize overnight. And the crew over at Mead has been just resilient in not only fundraising and helping to pull it together to bring it into a reality, but also being flexible with, okay, here's how we're going to go about this. So when the opportunity arose, we at Encourage were thrilled to provide a $10,000 matching grant, and that was specifically you know, for that gathering space that Penny was talking about. And that $10,000 matching grant did come from the Barker Fund for Youth, here at Encourage. And, you know, it's the fact that this project is there to bring people together. And so much of what we talk about at Encourage too is residents meeting each other, coming together, meeting new people, and just so exciting to see that happen in a new way.
Finding any ways we can in this day and age to bring people together, it's always been important. It may be never more important than it is right now. And, yep. and finding those ways, those avenues that, you know, the things that we have in common and that sort of thing. And one of them is the youth. Whether you have children or not, you care about the youth. You hopefully care about the youth. You hopefully care about the future. And this is such a great project for that, because this isn't just going to help the kids of this generation or anything like that. You know, everything's built right, and it sounds like it is, and everything's going the right way when it comes together. This is going to be something that for many generations, kids are going to be able to learn, enjoy, have fun, and we're getting kids outdoors. There's so many wins in this particular topic.
I'm sure that Penny can talk a little bit too about the concept of nature deficit and what that means. Even for those of us that live, you know, in a relatively rural area like ours here, where we are surrounded by a good deal of nature, but when kids are spending their days inside a classroom and not exposed to that, this just seems like a perfect reuse of a space, which I believe Penny was kind of, I'll say, underutilized before this, that courtyard right in the center of the building there.
Hmm.
Yes, for sure. It was all just blacktop. It was just asphalt out in that area, and it was so very, very hot because it's between three sides of a building, and the sun would beat down, and there was no way to cool that area. So now with all the asphalt removed, we're anticipating that because the natural bark and soil that's in there, the heat will be more absorbed, so it will not be reflective and developing because it's not black any longer. It should be much far more comfortable. And as you said, the nature deficit, with school closing after March 13th, our kids have had so very much screen time because it was the only way that we could educate was through screen time or sending home packets. We didn't have that social interaction, and much of learning is social interaction where we're sitting together and we're talking about what we're learning and we're sharing each other's experiences. That has all been withdrawn from our students, and they've been in isolated locations, and it's been super, super hard. So having this outdoor learning center this year with returning and COVID still being rampant as it is, we have an opportunity to take our kids outdoors and teach them and still be able to have kids on campus in person.
It's got to be incredibly helpful, almost an extra teacher to have as well whenever you're outdoors. Mother Nature kind of puts on her teaching hat and helps out.
That's an excellent, excellent reference, yes.
And I think, too, and I think that this is pretty fair to say no matter where you're from, even, you know, somebody who went to, you know, grade school in Chicago and in the city and stuff, when I was able to be around nature, it had a huge impact on me. And a real big influence on me. And I wasn't the only one. Many kids in my generation and my school did. And I think when you come out here and you think about those things, it is a reminder of that nature that is, you know, just down the block or maybe up north an hour or two or something like that. And then, you know, and I was talking with some people from UW Extension off air about this before, about getting the youth, more engaged in agriculture and farming. And these kind of things. And these subjects come up a lot more when your children are getting their hands in the dirt.
Yeah, it seems like, at least.
So, with all of that being said, is that some of the stuff that you guys have been kind of part of the reason why you wanted to bring this out and get kids outdoors a little bit more?
Right, to get them involved, like the raised garden beds. If you look at the Facebook page, even this spring, even with COVID, I was individually calling families and saying, "Would you like to come in and help plant?" Hmm. Because we could have one family in at a time every half an hour. They could plant one thing. At least the kids were involved in the process that way. So we managed to get I can't remember how many, but a number of families that came in with their children, and then they planted some things within the raised beds before actual summer began, right?
That is really cool.
Yeah, it was. And so we got some pictures of that we posted, and now actually a video I should throw up on the Facebook page, because the raised beds are amazing. Oh, my goodness, how the vegetables are flourishing.
Yeah, we definitely want to see that. Yeah, you definitely post mm-hmm. that. Again, we are speaking with Penny Antel right there. She is the principal over at Mead Elementary School, and our good friend Christopher Gesch from Over and Encourage. When it comes to the pandemic, which we touched on a little bit here and everything, how much have you guys had to adapt to things, and how has the construction schedule gone as far as the time frame of where you'd like to win? I'm sure you would like to have everything set in stone right tomorrow, but how has the process been going with all of that?
Right. So our plan was to have everything completed and ready for this fall. We did manage to get the gazebo built. Rotary members came in, kept as socially distanced as they could, and everyone masked while they built. And then we also managed to get the raised beds built. All of the plants are planted. Some of our school personnel are going to be pouring the cement pad that the decking for the music and movement area will go on. And so they will be building all of that because they're working together anyway. So you have your cohort of people. So that will still be possible. And then we had an individual that built us our weather station, Dale Pankratz. He's a grandfather of some of our students. Built picnic tables for us. He built the weather station and a play kitchen for us. And then he built us our arbor. So we're actually fairly close to on target to finishing and having everything in place. I think we will be able to make it by the end of August. So when school starts, I know we'll be able to open that area. We won't have our nature art area done because part of that is plexiglass. And the company that needs to build the,
I did too. I'm trying to think of it, and I can't think of it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
We know what you're talking about.
And the art easel. There we go.
The easel. Tricky word.
Yeah, there's going to be plexiglass. And that they said it might be November before that arrives. And so that will have to wait to be installed probably until next spring. But we can still use the area. We can just put different tables out there instead.
The adaptability of so many different people, and especially in the construction industry, has been really unique and really powerful. And it's cool to hear that things that got quite a bit of work done in the beginning before this all happened. So I'm sure that that probably helped a little bit, too.
Yeah, having the site ready to be built upon was huge. If we hadn't had that done, we would not be where we are now. We had to wait and wait and wait. You know, once March hit and we had the gazebo all ordered and ready to be built, then we had to wait until some of the orders were lifted in the state so that we could get the building going. But as soon as those were lifted, people just jumped right in and helped.
You know, and that was something coming into this, and even when we talked before, Penny, about the Outdoor Learning Center, that has popped in my mind, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but having Chris on with us, right going into the interview with you guys calling in, I immediately, it popped in my head, and I've mentioned this probably too many times for Chris's liking, that him and I know each other from theater and everything, and we work together on stage shows, and Chris knows as well as I do that one of the cool things about being a part of a community theater play is how many community members come out of the woodwork and help with the show, whether it is finding a prop for you or helping with stage settings or something like this. It is such it's such a similar thing to me of what's going on with this Outdoor Learning Center, of how many people have just come out, they just want to help, or as you mentioned in the past, Penny, and others have about the center, people reaching out to you and wanting to help.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks to our community. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Penny. What did you say?
I said, thank goodness for that. That we do have people that are willing to just jump right in.
Well, and the fact that it's housed at Mead as well, but it is there for the community. It's just another way of increasing that interaction with the community and the school, as well as, like I said earlier, bringing people together, meeting new neighbors, making connections that you've not had before.
That voice you hear right there is Christopher Gesch, Encourage board member, and we also have Penny Entel, principal over at Mead Elementary School, with us. We are going to take a very short break. Be back with more with them on Morning Magazine, AM 1320, WFHR.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Kate Carlson of the Wood County Health Department. Radon is a cancer-causing radioactive gas that comes from the breakdown of uranium in the soil. The gas builds up in homes and you cannot see, smell, or taste it. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer after smoking. Test results of Wood County homes confirm EPA studies that radon is a hazard throughout the listening area. Testing is easy and inexpensive. Contact the Wood County Health Department at 715-421-8911 for information or to find out how to purchase a test kit. Because WFHR cares.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For today, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy conditions with high temperatures in the low 90s. And for tonight, partly cloudy, a chance for some late-night showers and storms will drop back to a low of 69. For your Thursday, showers and storms then more likely, with mid to upper 80s for high temperatures. For Friday, slight chance for a morning shower, then turning mostly sunny in the mid-80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thanks a lot, Michael. 78 in Stevens Point, Marshfield, Wausau, and here in Wisconsin Rapids, where you've got the morning hour. And we are joined by our good friends from over at Encourage, Christopher Gesch joining us, and principal from Mead Elementary School, Penny Entel. And thank you both for joining us again. Just want to dive right into wherever you guys want to go next with the conversation.
Yeah, I actually, I did forget to mention earlier when we did talk about the $10,000 matching grant that Encourage was so happy to provide from the Barker Fund for Youth at Encourage. There was also another grant that came from a donor-advised fund at Encourage, a $1,600 grant. And, you know, that was just a donor that came to us and said, yes, this is a program that we would like to, that we would like to support. And those are the kinds of things that, you know, this is what makes us tick over at Encourage. We're here to help the community. We are here to, as we say, meet the changing needs of this community. And one of the things that really struck us about this project over at Mead is, you know, it's a first of its kind. It's a new approach, and it's a reuse of an existing space here in our community. And we just thought it was a wonderful, wonderful idea and a great opportunity for support. And along those lines, you know, there's certainly a lot of things that we'd like to support here in the community, and one of them that has happened before and is scheduled again is the Animal Quest program over at the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo. That was originally scheduled for next Tuesday, July 14th. Given the challenges around COVID-19, making sure that everyone can stay safe and distanced and healthy, the new plan is that program will now be offered online. So that will be available for viewing from July 14th through July 23rd. And more information on that and the link and all of that kind of information is will be available on the Encourage Facebook page that will be up within the next couple of days here. And that is provided through support from the Helen Mead Fund through Encourage as well. So we certainly recognize that, you know, youth are our future, and it's something we feel strongly about, and we're just so pleased that we live in a community where there are there are generous community members and people who have seen the value in the work over at Encourage for so long and choose to support our work. And we just hope that opportunities like this, be it at the zoo or through the Outdoor Learning Center and the just limitless opportunities there once that space is up and running, other opportunities to help, chances for people to come together.
People want to know whether it is their time or their money that they are investing, that they're making a smart investment. And
yep.
You cannot find a much smarter investment than our youth. You are not going to find many, many things in life that maybe hand sanitizer right now. But outside of hand sanitizer, the youth is the best thing you can put your time and money and effort into. And whether it is what you guys are doing in Encourage or the amazing work you guys are doing with the Outdoor Learning Center, Penny, and everybody involved in these things, I know not just you two, but everybody with your staffs and individual staffs and everything, it is just incredible to see.
You hit the nail on the head there, too, that, you know, there's more than one kind of capital, right? And mm-hmm. financial support is certainly always needed, but, you know, volunteering your time, getting out helping in any way you can is just as important. And there are opportunities everywhere.
Yeah, and that leads me into it. Well done, Chris. It leads me into one of the questions I wanted to ask both of you. And Penny, I'll ask you first here. If people want to help and they're not able to, give capital, they're not able to give money, but they do have time and they want to be able to, or they're good at working with their hands or something like that. They want to volunteer. Can they do that? And how would they find out about ways they can?
Right, yes, they can do that. The best way to communicate is either through a Facebook message or an email directly to me or to Mel, probably to me over summer here. She's busy. She's got three little children at home, I should say. So she's pretty busy. So if you communicate with me, I can usually get some kind of scheduling where we have someone there that can help to facilitate the work that needs to be done. And work that we're doing right now is placing fencing around our perennial beds. We have about half of it done and half to be completed. We have the fencing, we just need the physical labor. Harvesting and weeding of the gardens. So not just the raised bed vegetable gardens, but also the weeding of the whole Outdoor Learning Center itself. Because, you know, we have really great soil in there. And with really great soil, we also have some weeds that need to be pulled. So making sure that gets done just to keep everything really looking good and healthy and lush and growing. We'll need some help with building our roofing system over the stage once the stage is in place. We have posts and signs that need to be put in. So there's all kinds of little work that needs to be done right now.
I'm really looking forward to that stage being built. I've got a one-man show I've been looking to do for a long time. I feel like it's the perfect place. No, I'm just kidding.
That would be awesome. Our kids would love to watch it.
One of the things that I think is really cool about this that I've been thinking about, too, is certainly we were talking about the kids, we're talking about the youth and how beneficial this is for them and all the learning that can be done. And that comes first and foremost. But even when we think of like a volunteer showing up and saying, hey, I can swing a hammer and pound some nails, maybe I don't know how to build a fence. You're going to learn here too. You can help with building that fence. You can learn how to build a fence. There's a lot of ways that it could be beneficial, not just from you volunteering your time, but learning something too.
Absolutely. Right.
In the last couple minutes we have here, is there anything you wanted to touch on or Chris, you wanted to touch on that we didn't get a chance to?
Yeah, I guess I would just say, you know, there are opportunities all around this community. And we know that with the current challenges that we're facing, those opportunities to help are going to become more prevalent. So we would certainly encourage everyone to plug in, to get involved. Check your neighborhood, check your community, see where you can help, what you can do. It can be financial if you can. It can be getting out there and putting your hands in the dirt and learning how to build a fence. We're so fortunate to live in a community where we take care of each other. Mm-hmm. And, we certainly want to see that continue over at Encourage. We're thrilled to be here. We're thrilled to help. And should anyone like to support our work over at Encourage as well, we do have the Friends of Encourage Fund, which directly supports our operations and our ability to continue to manage these kinds of things and provide the resources for new and emerging opportunities in our community. And more information on that or other ways to get involved can certainly be found at Encourage. You can contact us by phone. Our offices are closed. closed. Everyone's working remotely due to COVID right now, but we are still available. Phone, email, Facebook, reach out. Anyone from the board and staff will be more than happy to help.
Very well said, and I'm so lucky you didn't decide to get into radio for a career, Chris. we appreciate you very much. I want to also tell people to, if you haven't already liked the page, like Encourage's Facebook page. They have a fantastic page, as well as the Community Outdoor Learning Center's Facebook page. A great way to keep up on these different topics and things that we've been talking about today. Thank you both so very much for the time. Look forward to talking with you both again really soon. Stay safe and strong, and take care.
Thanks, James.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both. A very big thank you to Christopher Gesch with Encourage and Penny Antel, principal at Mead Elementary School. Looking forward to talking with them again soon. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow. Coming up, we have Over the Back Fence. Right now, CBS News on AM 1320 WFHR.
Days a week in classrooms.
Our parents have spoken clearly. The DOE did an extraordinary survey of parents, 400,000 responses. 75% of our parents said they want their kids back in the school buildings getting the very best education.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington. The president calls CDC guidance for schools.